You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM here in Davis, California. It's 7:30, and that means it's time for Phoning It In, where we have a live guest over the phone playing a set from wherever they are over the phone. My name is Elisa Rocket, and my guest today is Jacob Smigel. Jacob, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, so how are you doing tonight?
Good. I got to say, it's been 5 years since I was on the show, and I thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah.
And I intend tonight to pick up where I left off last time.
Cool. I listened to the show. It was in 2005.
That's right.
I listened to it a few weeks ago. It was great, as always. And I was thinking on my drive over here how, like, your story of your life, pretty much, but especially going through school, has kind of been chronicled in all your album releases and through all your songs. And in that last Phoning It In, too, you talked about where you were in school at that point. And so now you're done, right?
I'm about to be done. That's true. I'm right now a fourth-year medical student at Midwestern University in Phoenix, Arizona. You're right, school and my interests and things I've read in books or things I have on my shelves or things I think about have been primarily the things that have fueled me to write songs, I guess. For instance, if you have a story or something you heard or you read somewhere and it's so neat and really exciting, you just want to run and tell somebody about it. And I guess I've kind of felt that way with songs, that if there's something I'm so excited about, some people might paint a painting about it or write a poem about it or just tell their friends, but sometimes I've been lucky enough to write songs. And so I also have to say that the experience of writing a song or being able to finish one or have one that I like or playing one or has really been an important part of my life, a big joy to me and a pleasure. And so... I'm happy to have these songs, and I'm happy to sort of, like I said, pick up where I left off and maybe tell the rest of the story, at least tell the story of things I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a pleasure to me, too, and listeners all over, I'm sure, to hear your story and how it's progressed. And I love that you can take everything that you love and that you learn and pass it on to all these other people through your music.
So well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to more of that in the next half hour.
Okay. I think I should start then with... a song called New Mexico, which pretty much picks up about right where I left off in 2005. That's my family's retreat in the summers. We spent a lot of time there, and that had a lot of meaning to me. And it was right at that time in my life where my father was ill, and I was hadn't really been going to New Mexico because of that. And I was moving out of state or finishing, I suppose, my education in Las Vegas, and it was a big change for me. It was a big period of growing up, I guess. And part of reflecting on that or processing that was to make this album called New Mexico. I'd like to play the title track of that CD.
All right, go for it.
New Mexico. Your motto is so right. There was a pack rat that died twice. From a mountaintop a cloud was born, and a thousand blue beetles swarmed, and in dying turned black as night when fireballs took flight. My hair all full of my oh. Hey.
Is it for the things that pass before our eyes that we hold on to such gray hairs? Or is it because maybe we're afraid to die that we hold on to the same gray hairs? I sense an opportunity to investigate the matter. Hey Joe, wherever you are, are you scared of black bears? No! Matt, are you scared of a mountain lion? No way! Nikki, you're scared of a wooded owl? Well, neither am I. I punch my stomach when it growls. Oh. Mountaintop, a cloud was born, and a thousand blue beetles swarmed, yeah, and a three-legged dog spent the night when fireballs to flight. My hair all full of mine.
Hello?
Hey, Jacob.
Hey.
It sounds really good. I wouldn't change anything.
Oh, good. Good. I was just thinking about, while I was playing that song, my mind was running, and I was thinking about the next song, and it's called The Wrong Burner. And this was inspired by, you know, primarily by two books that I had read. Not that everything has to be so bookish or something, or come from be referenced, but in this case it just worked out that way because these two books that I read told me so much about my own life. I guess they pointed out something that I'd always been aware of. Not just pointed it out, but that was the subject matter of these two books. And one of them is called The Psychology of Everyday Things. And I just want to put that out there in the open. That's a well-known book, probably a million copies sold. And I stumbled upon it in a bookstore, but I see it in college bookstores. And I see it all over the place. And it's just that. It's a book for design students, and it's about the flaws that people make or the mistakes they make when they're designing things because they never actually use those things themselves. And so it's a book to try to get people who design things, whatever they are, you know, the interior of cars or just a pocket knife, to think about the way that the person is using that is going to use it. And so it points out all these hilarious, you know, everyday problems that we have with things that we use every day, and how these little frustrations over years and years probably add to, you know, hours and months of our life spent, you know, fumbling with something that maybe we shouldn't have to fumble with. And so I've always jokingly called this my protest song because I wanted to bring that out into the open and protest it more. And the other book is by a guy named Nicholson Baker. It's a book called The Mezzanine. It's fantastic. It's just one guy. It's a novella, really, but it's one man's musings about all of these, the way he interacts with everyday things while he's riding up an escalator in the mezzanine of a building. It was fantastic. But those two books really rocked my world and got me thinking about this. And then in 2007, this song called The Wrong Burner was the result. Here it goes. You left the original in the copy machine, and then the door put up a fight. You should be pushing, not pulling, this heavy guilt through your life. Just think it's not my fault. I can't tell sugar from salt. My fault. When Nikki Lily look the same. My fault. You and I are not to blame for things so poorly made. Cause everyone's turned the wrong burner on once or twice despite the
those helpful symbols painted on the side of the stove. And it's nice to see old to do it too. Now they say hot water is on the left and the cold is on the right. Yeah, right. And then I type really slowly that I'm the hunting peck tie. So why are those light switches taped down? And why is that thermostat encaged in plastic? Are you getting annoyed? Are you becoming enraged? Yeah, yeah. This say, it's not my fault. I can't tell sugar from salt. My fault. When they clearly look the same. My fault. I'll just keep refreshing the page. My fault. That I can't swap cell phone calls. My fault. Or program my sprinklers. My fault. Or use the F buttons on a IBM. We are not to blame. The thing's so poorly made. Everyone turn the wrong burner on. Once or twice, despite the helpful symbols painted on the side of the stove. Well, it's not just the old, you do it too.
Hello, Miss Rocket.
Hey.
Hi.
I love that song.
Thank you. I was trying to mix up the middle part there. I was trying to say something spontaneous. I was trying to say the function keys. You notice that?
As, on
it's
an
not
IBM?
Enough to remember like my phone number or anything, but F3, F6, F9, what these buttons do, and they do something different in every program?
I've never known.
Oh, it's hard. It's impossible. But granted, keys on a keyboard, meant to be multifunctional. I understand. But there needs to be a pop-up menu or something. Maybe there is. Maybe it's my ineptness with IBM computers.
It's just one of those mysteries of the world we have to accept.
Well, we can stand up. We can fight it. That's the point. Let's fight. Actually, I can't even complain. There are function buttons on a Mac, but they have little symbols by them to tell you what, to hint at what their real function might be. I'd like to do a cover song.
Okay.
Is that kosher?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, great. I'd like to play a song by Paul Simon called, the song's called Duncan, but I really like songs where there's something in the song, or songs that ask for this anyway, where there's something in the song that's begging you to change it or personalize it for the place you are or the people that you're with, where it has someone's name in the song or it says a place.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, the song says Detroit, then you can throw out Baltimore or Phoenix or wherever in the song. I like that. And this song calls, you know, the person in the song says their name. And I always switch that up. But the song is called Duncan. And it's by Paul Simon. It's on his first self-titled album. And I kind of stumbled onto this album and this song right at the same time while some other people were really getting into this album and then the other albums that came around this time. But I just love playing the song, and I can't get enough of it. So I'd like to share it with you and with your audience. Here it goes. Couple in the next room found the winner prize. They've been going at it all night long. And I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Jacob Smigel is my name, and here's my song.
is my song. My father was a fisherman and my mama was a fisherman's friend. I was born in the boredom and the chowder. And when I reached my prime, left my home in the Maritimes, and I headed down the turnpike to New England. Sweet New England. Holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about as destitute as a kid could be, and now I wished I owned a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. And a young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost. Told me all about the Pentecost, and I've seen that girl as a road to my survival. When I crept to her tent, my flashlight, but long years of innocence ended. She took me in the woods. She said, here's something feels so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, 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 what a night. What a garden of delight. Even now, that sweet memory lingers. Well, I was lying under stars, strumming my guitar, and thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my
about 10 minutes left. Do you,
okay.
You think you can squeeze in a couple more?
I'm going to squeeze them in. I got to get elicit the help of an old friend, a guy named Martin Burroughs, circa 1985. He's going to talk to us, and that's because I'm going to do a little song I call Bannered Love, which is inspired by a Found Sound cassette, a tape I found at a Las Vegas thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somewhat self-explanatory, but let me just say that it's a band nerd, a kid in band camp, something like that. I think he's in band in high school, but he went to band camp with this chick, and he's breaking up with her. They're moving to different parts of the country, and this is the first big breakup, and it's huge, and it's crushing him, and he didn't know that it was going to hit him that hard, and he doesn't even know what's happening to him, but he is recording her a tape, and she's got to hear it. And this thing is so, this tape is pure evil, and a guy named Chris Paddock wrote a song based on the tape, and it was amazing, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps and do the same. So this is my Bannered love song, and Bannered himself, Martin Burroughs, is gonna intro it for us.
Cool.
Here we go.
Elizabeth Donwell, don't forget me. Please don't forget me. You can't forget me, because I will never forget you. You have brightened my life when I thought that nothing could help. made me smile. I was so low that I couldn't even stand up. And you've made me cry. Because I'm gonna lose you. I wish you all the luck and all the fun in the world where you're going. And I pray to God that you're safe. And that you come and visit me. Maybe some summer. And I envy whoever marries you. Because he is lucky. Luckier than anybody. This isn't goodbye, Elizabeth. This is merely see you later.
Yet to meet a soul who doesn't mind the first big breakup in their life. On a cassette tape lost long ago lives the person that some of us know. Who says your name is an indelible word. It's written on page. Your name is the word that will never, never, never be erased. And I was a small, scared little man when I saw you on that stage. When I saw you up there, girl, oh, something changed. It was bad. Jaw, it hurts me so. You know the scariest faces are always their own. The enemy lives in the worst place. He's within, and your name is an indelible word. It's written on a page. Name is the word.
I probably heard some sticky stuff. That was some tape I put on the back of my phone. I got a little sticky there.
That's all right. That's the nature of doing the shows. You get some funny sounds every once in a while.
Yeah, you get some sounds. You get sticky. I just broke a sweat. Everything.
So what do you think? Can you fit in one quick one?
Yeah, I've got a quick little song I want to do for my wife.
Cool.
Nikki, this is a song she always liked. It's also a cover song. It's by Thanksgiving. It's by Adrian Orange. It's called, he calls it Money.
I love that guy.
I'll do it as quick as I can.
Okay.
Check it out. Spend my life outside your locked doors happily, and I'll never come and knock on any of them or ask you for a single thing, and I'll never huff and puff and blow down your house. Not the big bad wolf, I'm just like a tiny little mouse, or a clown, or some boy you talked about. I'm just like anybody else. I'll spend my life I'll spend my life right in front of your eyes. Yes, I'll spend my life I'll spend my life while you rise. I'll spend the hottest days laying under a waterfall. Let the white water roll off me. Spend the coldest night on a bale of hay with somebody or another until I roll off. And I'll spend my life spend my life right in front of your eyes. Yes, I'll spend my life spend my life up like $100. Thank you. That was it.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I was a little bit truncated. I'm sorry, Adrian.
I'm sure he won't mind.
Okay, good.
So, Jacob Smigel, thanks so much. And what's your website so people can look up your music?
Oh, it's jacobsmigel.com. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Detroit, Michigan soon. I got to continue the adventure, I guess, continue, my life. And I got to move. I moved from Las Vegas to Phoenix 4 years ago, and that was, just before I was, we did phoning it in last time, and now I'm phoning it in, and then I'm shipping off again, and this time it's to Detroit, Michigan, an area of the country I honestly know very little about, but I'm going to go hang out there for a couple of years and explore it.
Well, good luck with your move, and congratulations, and I'll have you stay on the line for just a minute, but thanks so much for coming on. You've been listening to Phoning It In here on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis.